White tie journalist dinner skips toast to president, breaking 140-year tradition. By Elizabeth Weibel on March 16, 2025. The Gridiron Club's annual dinner skipped making a toast to the current president, breaking a more than 100-year tradition, and instead made a toast to the First Amendment, according to several reports. Dylan Byers, a founding partner and senior correspondent with Puck News, wrote in a post on X that the annual off-record gridiron dinner had broken a 140-year tradition of making a toast to the president. Judy Woodruff, who serves as the president for the Gridiron Club, told Politico she had invited President Donald Trump, Vice President J.D. Vance, National Security Advisor Michael Waltz, and Interior Secretary Doug Burgum, but that all declined. "I invited the president, the vice president, the National Security Advisor, and the Interior Secretary, all declined," Woodruff explained. "I was told the Secretary of State would not be available. To close the evening, when the sitting president usually speaks, we showed video and audio excerpts of the past four Republican presidents, starting with President Trump in 2018. These demonstrated the good humor and fellowship this dinner is all about." Woodruff acknowledged that, while the current president speaks at most of the club's dinners, in some years, the vice president has filled in, along with other high-level officials from the administration. While Trump, Vance, Waltz, and Burgum did not attend the dinner, Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, Scott Turner was there, according to the outlet. Politico reported that members of the Gridiron Club drew applause for stating their support for the Associated Press and Voice of America, and that Democrat Maryland Governor Wes Moore had made jokes, some of which included ribald punchlines at the vice president's expense. "Gridiron members drew applause for stating their support for the Associated Press, currently barred from covering official White House events, and the Voice of America, which the White House Saturday said would be stripped back by executive order to ensure taxpayers are no longer on the hook for radical propaganda." It's also worth noting that more than a decade after journalist Austin Tice was kidnapped in Syria, his mother Deborah attended the event and received a standing ovation. Army Secretary Daniel P. Driscoll, a friend of Vance's, walked out during Maryland Governor Wes Moore's jokes, some of which included ribald punchlines at Vance's expense. Speaking of couches, Moore said, after referencing Secretary of State Marco Rubio's Oval Office meeting with Trump, Vance and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, "I hear J.D. Vance was supposed to be here tonight. But I heard he pulled out at the last minute." Breitbart News reported in 2018 that Trump had decided to attend the Gridiron Club dinner, after skipping it in 2017 and sending former Vice President Mike Pence instead. The New York Times reported that current presidents dating back to former President William McKinley and former President Theodore Roosevelt have attended the club's dinner.